Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. Going through Proverbs here in November, working on our spiritual health as men to make our marriages great. We men need to become better men of God. And what a great place to park and ponder. I hope you read Proverbs chapter 8, but if not, I would definitely jump in there. This is the opposite of Proverbs 7, the opposite woman. And this woman seems to be around for a long time. She is wisdom. She is finer and more to be desired in silver and gold. She has been around forever. She was there when God laid the foundations of the world, and she delighted when God placed man on the earth. All this you find here in Proverbs chapter 8. And how awesome is this chapter as it talks about those who seek wisdom, what you're going to find when you seek her, that she will be found, everything that is brought to you because of you seeking her. But I love some of these verses that talk about the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his commands. What wisdom. How awesome that this writer is thinking about the reality that God is wise and all wisdom comes from God. And that wisdom was there as God created the universe and placed man on this small rock in the middle of this massive, massive universe. And so she says, "Oh, now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." And then there's a warning. For us men, really seeking wisdom, seeking the wisdom of God, seeking the beauty of understanding and realizing the profitability of going after the wisdom of God. It is much greater than gold and silver, much greater than that other woman. It is so rewarding. And so just to encourage, especially young men, to seek out that wisdom of God. And for older men, how are we imparting this wisdom? How are we helping younger men? How are we helping our children to seek after this wisdom? And how are we ourselves continuing to seek out wisdom? We have not arrived. I'm not doing a podcast because I am all wise. Oh, no, I am not. I am speaking from experience, yes, but I am not all wise. I have not arrived. I am still seeking wisdom daily and gleaning from God's word and being blessed every time I open God's word. And I pray the same for you. I pray that you continue to be in God's word, to seek wisdom, to find life regardless of where you are in your life right now. No matter how broken you might feel, depressed, discouraged, or maybe you're on the mountaintop right now, wherever you might be, to place your eyes on Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, to seek wisdom from God, to have that fellowship with God, to delight yourself in the Lord, knowing that he will give you the desires of your heart. May God bless you and encourage you this day. God bless.